The report, Growing Organics, Moving Hawaii's Organic Industry Forward, lays out a long list of issues that are slowing down the growth of going organic in Hawaii. Liam Kernell from the Kohala Center was the project manager for the year-long study. He says one of the biggest issues facing organic producers is the lack of a local organic program office. The state used to offer certification in the past, but services were discontinued in 2011, leaving the farming community without a place to get information on infrastructure, certification, and business development.
There was no longer a Hawaii-based, Hawaii-headquartered certifier. There was concern within the industry that there wasn't a central voice for the industry. There wasn't a central place for people to go for information, for resources, for education, guidance on certification and maintaining their certification.
Kernell says there was also concern that mainland-based certifiers would not be familiar with Hawaii's specific environment.
Agriculture in Hawaii is unique. I mean, we have unique climates, we have unique soils, we have a number of other sort of unique challenges. So certified organic operations sort of have this perception of inspectors from the mainland or other places don't really understand agriculture here. And so what that left was people very concerned that the certification process is difficult.
And it is a challenge. Farmers have to provide a large amount of documentation, including disclosing everything that's put on their fields and a comprehensive farm plan. They also have to pay certification costs that can range from a few hundred to several thousand dollars. And when you're living on an island, the cost of imports can add up quickly.
One of the greatest costs for organic producers here in the state that makes it a sort of unique challenge compared to the organic producers on say, the mainland or other places, is we have to import so many of the agricultural inputs, fertilizers that are organic compliant, feeds for livestock and cattle and those types of things, that we're not producing that locally.
One of the study's recommendations is to create a dedicated organic program office within the state's Department of Agriculture. Currently, there are just shy of 150 organic producers in the state. Molly Solomon for HPR News.